Hello, everybody. Basically, I am sat here waiting for hospital transport. So I thought rather than be in the middle of something, I'll do something that I can stop and start if and when it turns up. it's actually, what's the time? 11:50. I was told to be ready for it for 12:15, but I'm kind of ready a bit early. I'm gonna go and sit somewhere more comfortable actually. I was told to be ready for it for 12:15, and my appointment's not till 1:45, so I have to be ready an hour and a half before my hospital appointment. Because of the timing of this appointment, I haven't got anybody that can come in with me. Whereas last time I went to hospital, I did have someone that could come in with me, so I didn't need the transport. So this is actually the first time I've used hospital transport on my own, ever. So it'll be an interesting experience, no doubt. Didn't have a problem registering for it. I could do it on the same number I used when I booked the appointment, but they then changed the date of the appointment without telling me in an accessible format, of course. But, of course, they didn't change the hospital transport, so it's a good job I remembered to do that myself. Otherwise, it would have been turning up for me last week when I had no appointment anymore. What's even more annoying is that actually the hospital is 20 minutes away by bus, and there's a bus every 20 minutes. But the problem I have is finding my way getting from the bus stop to the entrance of the hospital and finding help within the hospital. They don't give you a hand with things like that. It's either hospital transport or nothing. Yeah, certain times of day, a lot of people get on and off there, but knowing my luck, I'd pick a time, and it does often happen when nobody is getting off the bus at the hospital. So there'd be nobody around to ask. And I know it's a case of crossing over car parks and crossing at weird angles and things like that. So it's one of those things. They put tactile paving in an effort to make it accessible, but they haven't understood anything about the needs of totally blind people who would actually use that tactile paving in that you cross things at silly angles and things like that. So there's no way you could actually find your way without being shown it formally through mobility lessons or whatever from the bus stop to where you get help in the hospital. So I'm having to rely on the transport. So whereas I could have set off, well, I could have set off at 12:40 from here. I've had to be ready by 12:15. So quite annoying. But, you know, this is what we have to put up with, isn't it? You have to work with the systems sometimes, silly as those systems are. So I suspect once I've finished in the eye clinic, I know that they usually run late, so my appointment's at 1:45, but I have no idea what time I'll actually get seen. So I'll either be sat waiting in the hospital for quite a while. So fortunately I've got loads of stuff I can listen to while I'm waiting. Or I might even do more booing, depending how I feel. Or I'll be seen relatively quickly and then get around to my mum's, which is where I'm going later, which is not far from the hospital. So I might be able to ditch the transport on the way back and just get help out of the hospital to, well, either to the nearest bus stop or to where I can walk to my mum's from. Either would be fine. Given the weather, I might go for the bus option. It's one every 7 or 8 minutes until like 4 o'clock. Yeah, that's my day. I'm going to be out for quite a while and therefore quiet on Twitter. I'm going to come back in a minute and tell you all why I'm at hospital.